This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County has come to an agreement with a handful of advocacy lawyers over how to handle COVID-19 inside the county jail. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Lawyers say the sheriff and his staff didn't take proper precautions to prevent the spread of the deadly virus inside the facility last year. The El Paso jail was among the biggest outbreaks in the state. In a single week, more than 800 inmates tested positive. The agreement requires the county continue to furnish masks, check inmates regularly for COVID symptoms, and separate healthy and sick people. The county is also offering the COVID vaccine inside the jail to anyone who wants it. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed to protect the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis has more.
The proposal would list the grouse as endangered in parts of New Mexico and Texas, and threatened in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas. The loss of native grasslands and prairies has resulted in steep declines for the lesser prairie chicken and other birds. The service listed the lesser prairie chicken as threatened in 2014, but an oil and gas industry lawsuit led to a voluntary habitat conservation agreement that replaced the federal listing. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The next superintendent of Denver Public Schools is Alex Marrero, who currently runs a district in New Rochelle, New York. The school board will take a final vote on his appointment next week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.